Coda. The warp. The planet Barbarous. Unknown. Now. Before. Uncertain. Swear your loyalty to me. Bowed down upon one knee, Mortarion could not hold his gaze towards the black blasted mud of Barbarous, and he looked up into the shining eyes of the newcomer. The stranger's words seemed to stop the passage of time. An aura of power, vast and barely contained, crackled about him. He looked into Mortarion's eyes and saw into the murky depths of his soul, to the lost and forgotten places within that the Reaper of Men kept hidden even from himself. Mortarion's jaw stiffened. He did not want to be an open book. He did not want to
give your fealty to the grandfather.
Bowed down upon one knee, Mortarion could not hold his gaze towards the rusted, broken steel of the Terminus Est, and he looked up into the menacing eyes of the great entity that swallowed the wild sky. The god-thing's utterance made the strings of reality hum and resonate. A dark ether of corruption was falling like thick sleet, thickening the space around him. The entity that called itself the Grandfather filled Mortarion's lungs with spores of living death and opened him up from within, teasing apart sealed spaces to find the rich meat of his unseen fears and his most secret hopes. Mortarion's fists clenched. He could feel his soul stripped bare. There was...
You have chosen the only path you can, said his father. Said the grandfather. You are my son. You are my champion. And I have waited so very long for you. And this day's dawning has been long awaited.
Time and moment, past and present, the structures of them crumbled and turned into sand, smothering Mortarion in the Elsewhen. He was there on Barbarous, and it was decades gone. And he was here, in the utter insanity of the Immaterium, together and separated, divided and merging. His father, the Emperor of Mankind. His patron, the Lord of Decay, Nurgle, beckoned to him, offering Mortarion what he could not refuse. His oath and his honour forbade him from taking any other path from this moment forward. He had sworn to bend the knee to the stranger at the lodge if he could not defeat the High Overlord, and he had avowed to protect his gene sons and his legion beyond all else. Mortarion struggled, frantically trying to grasp the truth and the lies, desperate to separate the ragged, deathly present from the echoing ashen past. Which was his reality? Or were all things true?
What price is an oath given in madness?
He whispered the words. He howled them into the void.
What do you want, my son?
What do you want, my champion?
The voices merged into a single titanic reverberation, through his bones and physical form, into the bounds of his turbulent and unquiet psyche.
I want to endure. Then rise, said the stranger. Rise, Mortarion. There is a brotherhood awaiting you out in the stars, the like of which you cannot comprehend, and with it a purpose that will illuminate the galaxy, a crusade upon which your name will be etched into eternity.
Then rise,
the grandfather told him.
Rise as a prince born of death. Vengeance awaits you in the realm of men. And with it the blackest, most dire purpose, a slaughter, by which your name will be feared until the last human soul fades to entropy.
Mortarion said the vow without reservation then.
I give myself to your banner, my blood and my bone, the unbroken force of my will and the power of my spirit. These are yours to command. If you grant me deliverance.
His hand found the damaged, cracked blade of his war scythe, and he gripped it hard enough to cut metal and draw blood.
By this I so swear.
He looked down,
and saw the transformation take hold of him. A force of immeasurable mutational power crashed through his physical form and overwhelmed the pitiful limits of flesh and blood. Mortarion tore away, rising to his feet, changing with each heartbeat. From his spine burst pestilent insectile wings that quivered and crackled with new change. His soul soaked in the corrupting energy, dying and living, reborn and obliterated. The flesh across his gaunt features pulled tight, dragging his mouth into a rictus grin, the smile of death itself. He would endure.
"Welcome home," said the voices.
The Sol system, now. The warp puckered beneath the surface of reality before detonating into existence. It was an ugly, catastrophic eruption that vomited raw madness and broken shards of tainted impossibility. Opening into a festering wound on the face of space-time, the tear in actuality defied the pathetic rules of what was and what could be. Freakish things that could not live outside of nightmares became solid for brief moments, the sheer force of the breach willing them into existence. Around the rippling, shrieking edges of the tear, great coruscating tides of lethal radiation and charm-tainted particle storms turned the airless void into a blaze of soul-twisting pseudo-colours. And from their becalmed prison in the deeps of the immaterium, the flotilla of the Death Guard Legion found their escape. Hundreds of rusting warhulks burst forth into the skies around the greatest bastion of the Emperor's Imperium, soiling the darkness with their presence as the rays of faraway Sol fell upon their blighted hulls. Daggers of corroding metal that had once been proud symbols of the 14th Legion poured out and wove among one another as carrion flies would swarm about a hunk of bloody meat. Gargantuan battle barges came with them, slow and ponderous, trailing streamers of decay and poisonous effluent. At length, when the blighted fleet had passed through the portal in its entirety, the wound in space snapped shut. Slowly, the mass of non-dead matter and diseased steel that was the Death Guard reborn turned their bows towards distant terror. That world was beheld in the eye of a gaunt and skeletal being, a towering hooded reaper clasping a giant scythe in one clawed hand. He raised the other to point towards the glittering ember, flexing the muscles and seething blood of his changed form in the action. The order was given in silence. Lost there in the dire shadows of his fathomless hood, Mortarion allowed himself a smile. That was The Buried Dagger by James Swallow, narrated by Jonathan Keeble. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2019.